Rupture avec Ziad Naoufal sur 96.2 FM.
Bonsoir à tous et à toutes. Il est 20h passé de quelques secondes dans les studios de Radio Liban 96.2 FM. Nous avons le grand plaisir d'accueillir dans les studios de Radio Liban ce soir le groupe de rock libanais Wonder Gap qui va nous présenter la sortie de son nouveau disque Soda on the Roof ainsi que le concert qui va avoir lieu demain à Grand Factory à Beyrouth. Voici les Wonder Gap avec le morceau To the Meadow.
Searching around, following your sound. You said I wasn't the one to go away and run. Flowers in your hair, growling in the air. I think you've lost your way, the meadow's far away. You should be looking for a place to hide away. Watching you. So would you lay down? Would you lie the truth? I had a dream. I used to live away from you, from where you.
Hello Ryan, hello Michel.
Hello.
Hi.
It's a pleasure to have you with us in the studios of Radio Lebanon tonight.
Thank you.
We just listened to your song To the Meadow, which was the first song you released. Last year during Beirut Wave 2, am I correct?
Yeah.
And since then, you've been hard at work on the preparation of your first EP, which is going to be followed by a second EP soon. But let us talk about this one tonight. You're here in the studios of Radio Lebanon tonight in Ruptures to talk about the making of this EP, the release of it, which is going to take place tomorrow, Saturday, on the 26th of November at Grand Factory Carantina.
Yes.
So tell us a bit about, first of all, Beirut Wave 2 and how you got to be on this compilation with the track that we just heard, To the Meadow.
Okay, so Beirut Wave 2, so we were there like accidentally, if you want. Postcards are our friends and they pushed us to go up there and show people, you know, how do we work. Our first song was written in a gap of half a year.
One year,
yeah.
Tell me first, Ryan, if you don't mind, when the band first came together.
We were high school friends at the beginning. So Michel, Ribal and I used to like jam and play together. So Kevin joined the group later and we changed the name. It was Mind the Gap and then it became Wonder Gap.
Okay.
So yeah, we didn't plan it. And
this was how many years ago?
2 years ago.
Okay. No, a little more.
Yeah, three maybe. Three. I think it's in 2013.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a band of school chums. It's a group of school chums getting together to
school
jam.
School dummies.
Yeah, getting together to, well, no, not dummies. Getting together to jam and play songs. Were they already your own compositions, or were you doing covers like most people do?
No, we used to play covers in the beginning. Then To the Meadow was the first song
that you actually composed.
Yeah, and we became addicted to writing songs.
Okay. And so the band Postcards, the Postcards is the folk band that you were referring to earlier, friends of yours, recommended you to Elias Maroon and Beirut Open Stage. Is that what happened? Okay.
Okay, and so we went up there, and it was really new, and we were afraid because, you know, many people from the scene, the most important people were there, and we wanted to show them that we have a potential. So it was challenging, but once on stage, we felt like home.
You were absolutely fabulous on stage that night. Just for the sake of our listeners who weren't there or who do not know what Beirut Wave is or what Beirut Open Stage is, well, they're sort of concerts for young up-and-coming Lebanese talents organized by Elias Maroon, a.k.a. Beirut Open Stage. So a whole bunch of you played over several weeks at the Grand Factory, and the best of the best were selected and eventually found their way on a CD called Beirut Wave 2. You played that night, and you were absolutely great. I remember very well watching you and selecting you as one of the finalists.
Your comment was a highlight, too.
Yeah.
We use it every time.
Thank you. And so this song eventually found its way on the compilation, and you decided to take it from there and record more?
Yeah. With Fadi at Tune Fork Studios.
Okay.
Who really
also... Did you already have a set of songs ready to be recorded?
We just had two songs, the ones that we played at the Beirut Wave 2. But then Anthony Samant from Beirut Jam Sessions... talked to us, and he said if we could open to We Are Match, a French band, and he said that we should play four original songs, and we only had two. So he pushed us to write two new songs in 2 weeks, maybe.
Yeah, in 2 weeks.
No, 3 weeks.
Yeah. And so it was that was the biggest challenge, because, you know, we received a message from a guy that we consider a really major influencer in the scene. So we were in class, and it was so funny when I received the message.
So this was the end of 2015?
Yeah.
Okay. And you eventually opened for that band,
Not
We
the
Are
end,
Match?
In the middle of 2000, yeah.
Okay.
And we opened for them. It was really great, and we shared a session too on Beirut Jam Sessions.
And you managed to play these four original songs?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. All right, and that's around the time you went into the studio with Fadi to start recording these songs?
Right.
True. I'm trying to trace the chronology of what happened. Okay, so why don't we listen to a second extract from the album, and we'll talk some more after that.
Okay.
So tell us a bit about the opening track on your EP Soda on the Roof, Makarta. What's the story behind it?
Okay, so Makarta is it's a bit weird. It talks maybe about the alter ego. So
every one of us is Makarta.
Yeah, and you can lose this Makarta, especially in the middle of the night. So this Makarta, when he leaves you, you're another person. That's it. It's fun, and like we write music and then do the lyrics. Yani kif biju biju.
All the way when Makarta speaks, when Makarta sings.
that was absolutely and brilliantly refreshing. The first track from the Wonder Gap EP, Soda on the Roof. So this was one of the four songs that you played during We Are Match?
Yeah.
Okay, and it eventually found its way on this first EP. You told me earlier that you were already working on the second one?
Yeah, we're doing a bunch of new songs.
Okay.
It's pretty, it's changing a bit. We're using electronics and including more new stuff. Yeah, so synths and stuff like that.
More dancey and more floaty at the same time.
Okay. Does your set nowadays consist entirely of original compositions of yours, or do you still do a few covers here and there?
We still do some covers.
Okay.
But eventually, really soon, we're going to stop doing.
Yeah, we have like 7 or 8 songs that are ready, so you should use like 2 more covers for live shows.
You're playing tomorrow at the Grand Factory in Karantina.
Yes.
Tomorrow is the launch concert of your first EP. So the EP will be sold at the Grand Factory. You will be performing the 5 songs from it in addition to the new songs you're working on. When does your concert start?
It starts, doors open are at 9, and the entrance is free from 9 to till 9:30. So that's really good. And
the show starts at 10 sharp.
Yeah, 10 sharp.
So all right. If I can be here before 10,
all right.
It'd be amazing.
Who's in the band nowadays? Ryan, you sing and you play keyboards, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, keyboards and a bit of synths.
Okay.
Michelle is the lead guitarist.
Yeah. Okay. And there's more members to the band that we could not fit in the studio tonight. So yeah. tell us a bit about them.
There's Kevin Aboud, drummer, and Ribal Mjais on backing vocals and bass.
How does the writing of a song take place usually? You mentioned it. You mentioned something about the way you write songs. Kif mat tjib tjie? Tell us a bit more about how you guys write or compose or come up with a song.
We usually sit, Ryan and I, together and start writing the melody. And when the melody is done, we add some lyrics, and the lyrics come
after the music.
After the music, because of the music. We don't really think about a theme before we start writing our music.
That's a very interesting approach to songwriting, very refreshing.
At least that's what we did for the first EP.
Okay.
Okay, and then when the melody is here and the lyrics are here, we sit together, the four of us, and we build the song.
And what's weird and funny about it, it's that we choose the words without thinking about a logic story. And then when we finish all the lyrics, we create the meaning. You know, we find something relative in it.
So the songs don't...
Relevant, sorry.
Yeah, I understand. So the songs don't come as finished entities
in your
collective heads. They're something that you build brick by brick.
Yeah, we create meanings.
Okay, that's a very interesting approach to musical composition and songwriting. Are there any specific bands that have influenced the way that you compose, write, etc.?
Many, many bands influenced us because we spend most of our time listening to music and of really different styles. So I think that's what make it special, because we're not influenced by just one artist or one style. It's kind of a mixture of styles.
Okay.
Yeah, for example, when we were little kids, we used to listen to stuff that we don't listen to anymore, like Nightwish and bands like really...
You mean metal stuff? You mean metal bands or
metal
hard rock?
Metal and hard rock. And then there was the Beatle phase. We still listen to Beatles, but at...
It was the phase.
It was the phase. We spent the whole year, Ryan, Ribal and I, listening just to the Beatles.
And watching all the anthologies, stalking John Lennon's room and, I don't know, everything.
Well, I think that's what really made us want to play music and create songs.
Yeah, and then you have the indie bands like The Cure and The Smith and The Cooks.
The Shins.
Shall we listen to a couple of those before we continue?
Sure.
So The Cure or The Smith, one of those.
Okay.
Which one would you like to start with?
The Cure.
Thank you.
Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Dollars, there is but one concern. I have just discovered some girls are bigger than others. Some girls are bigger than others. Some girls' mothers are bigger than other girls' mothers. Some girls are bigger than others. Some girls are bigger than others. Some girls' mothers are bigger than other girls. The mother. As Antony said to Cleopatra, as he opened the crater veil, oh, I said, some girls are bigger than others, some girls are bigger than others. Some girls are bigger than others. Some girls are bigger than others. Some girls' mothers are bigger than other girls' mothers.
We just listened to two of the most famous and prolific British rock bands of the 80s and 90s, The Cure and then The Smith. The Cure with Friday I'm in Love and The Smith with Some Girls Are Bigger Than Others from the Queen Is Dead album. Do you find yourselves drawn more to British rock than to American rock in the kind of things you listen to or the kind of things that inspire your own songs?
Yeah, a lot.
So much. And especially The Cure's song, Friday I'm in Love, I really love it. It makes me cry, but I'm not gonna say why.
And you're not going to cry now?
Yeah, no.
Okay. Or tomorrow night.
we're not gonna sing it. Okay.
Did you ever sing Friday I'm in Love or anything by The Smith during your concerts?
The Smith.
The Cure. Yeah, played The Cure song once.
Just like Heaven.
Just like Heaven.
Yep.
Yeah, it was really cool. And Smith, no, we never really covered Smith's song. I don't know why.
Let's go back to your own album, and let's listen to a second excerpt from it tonight. Tell us a bit about this song called Tell It.
Tell It is...
It's Tell It Trini à la fenêtre.
Yeah, basically that's
very
it.
Very simply.
We wanted to choose a name, and it was Tell It Trini, so that's it, Tell It.
So Tell It.
We twisted it. It contains Soda on the Roof in the lyrics, so it's
which is the name of the EP.
Name of the EP.
Yeah,
and the soda is the thing that you find up high, and when you find it, you're happy, but you're never satisfied. So that's the meaning of the song. It's a dancey song, and
The lyrics are: you found soda on the roof, so why don't you sit down on a chair? Rest and find some ice. So you found the soda. Now just chill and be happy with the soda that you have. So
you make it cheesy, man.
Yeah. No, it's a very positive message. Leave the man alone.
And the soda is our first EP, so that's why we called it Soda on the Roof.
another wonderful song from Wonder Gap's first EP, Soda on the Roof, to be released tomorrow night during a launch concert at Grand Factory Carantina, starting 10 p.m. for the concert, but be there earlier, of course. So this was Tell It. I must say I'm very impressed by how wide and expansive the sound on the EP is. It's very fresh, but at the same time it's dense and it's produced. Tell us a bit about the recording of the album. Where did that take place?
The recording was at TuneFork Studios with Fadi. It was really good, and we didn't do it in like 1 week. We were doing small parts each time.
Okay.
And Fadi, I always say that Fadi is a man who puts you in a bubble again, in a bubble where you feel comfortable. Sorry, and. I don't know. He's perfect in everything. So he makes you feel the king of the studio.
Yeah, he helped us a lot to experiment, because it was experimenting, because it's our first EP.
Yeah.
So we were trying things and stuff, and
you always feel that he is behind everything. You know, he puts his input. His input is really major. So we listen to him and we trust him in every word.
A lot of musicians who have come here before you and who have recorded with Fadi at the TuneFork say that he usually tries and tries to find what sound works best for a band. He doesn't have one specific sound that he tries to impose on everyone. He goes in the direction of the band, which is very generous, and which is not usual for sound engineers or for producers who usually have one sound that they apply to everyone. Yeah. Is this correct?
Yeah, Fadi can produce hip hop, can produce rap, can produce indie metal. When you listen to an EP and then you listen to another record from a different band, you don't know that you don't say this is the same producer. It's the same professional work, but not the same touch.
What's your audience like usually during your concerts? What kind of audience do you usually expect at your concerts? Young people, older people?
Yeah. Usually college students.
Our friends mainly.
Yeah.
And
friends from school, for example, colleagues in jobs, mini jobs.
And I'm guessing the usual crowd at the Grand Factory.
The music
they
scene.
Have, they have their own usual audience. So let's listen to another track from your influences, let's say.
Yeah.
Something that I find a bit unusual in your selection is Slow Dive. Why is Slow Dive in there?
Because Slow Dive is my choice. Okay.
Michel, yes.
I fell in love with shoegaze and post-rock this year. I didn't used to listen to things like this. So I chose the song because it's what reflects my life right now.
I love it too, but I'm slower than him in this style.
Yeah,
I'm finding its path. Michel is helping me.
The band has recently reformed, by the way. You can catch them live. Yeah, somewhere in Europe soon, hopefully. So this is Slow Dive in 1994, and this is taken from their very famous album Souvlaki. The song is 40 Days.
I'm so high that I lost my mind.
So this was French musician, well, a French musician settled in LA for a few years, M83, with a song from their newest album, Junk, which sounds extremely different from what they used to do before, this massive symphonic rock thing they had going. This was Do It, Try It. So tell us a bit about the choice of this song. Who chose this one?
Ryan did.
Yeah, I did. I love it. When I listened to this album, it was, wow, no, a change in M83. I loved the Hurry Up.
Hurry Up, We're Dreaming.
The previous album.
And then they did a twist in a way, in a beautiful way. I love it. It's like poppy and original.
Are you drawn to this sort of mix between electronic instruments and more organic instruments?
Yeah, I love
yes.
it.
Okay.
We will never stop using like actual drums and bass, and we will include electronics with this organic stuff.
You mentioned at the beginning of the show that your next EP was going to be slightly different, at least as far as electronic treatments go. Can you tell us a bit more about this? What did you mean by that?
We will use more synths, maybe include some additional beats, and also from the shoegazing, we will include like dreamy
stuff,
guitar lines, and
yeah,
it's gonna be a fusion of dream and
dance, and at the same time Britpop. So
yeah, it's
something cool we're working on.
Sounds very interesting.
Yeah.
Will you be playing some of those songs tomorrow?
No, we'll be playing a new song.
One new song.
Yeah, but this song is lost. I don't know where we'll put it.
Yeah.
It's like an additional song maybe for the show.
Okay, let's listen to another excerpt from your own EP, Soda on the Roof. So this is called Poseidon?
Yeah.
The God of the Seas?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So tell us a bit about the song.
Okay, the song is about a girl. Her name is Flora.
Flora, yeah.
Yeah. She...
Wonderful.
She's a scuba diver, and she and she loves swimming.
I'm loving this, yes.
Yeah. So... the song is about someone who's drowning in the seas. Flora, she's drowning, and she's asking the Poseidon. Help of Poseidon.
Thank you.
I must say I'm really looking forward to your concert tomorrow, as well as to your next releases, especially if you're going to keep that rock, vital, vibrant element and add to it a more dancey, dance floor oriented feel. It's you're already heading in that direction. I mean, the songs are groovy already.
Yeah.
So yeah.
You probably had that in mind while composing them, I'm certain.
Yeah, sure. We want to keep this era of rock and include it in a happy way to make people happy and dance.
I've noticed recently that a lot of contemporary rock bands are using this 80s feel, lots of keyboards, washes of keyboards, stuff that reminds me of the Eagles and other American bands from the 80s. Are you aware of this? Do you listen to a lot of 80s stuff as well?
Yeah, we love 80s stuff.
A band that you've brought with you tonight as an influence is The War on Drugs, and they have this whole 80s formula going on. Is this a band that you particularly appreciate?
Yeah, we're really influenced by The War on Drugs. We discovered this band also from Pascal from Postcards. He told us about this band.
Pascal Semerjian, the drummer from Postcards and Interbellum recently. Okay.
And when we listened to this album, it was really cool because we found that we can get many stuff from it, like, you know, influence and...
elements, more like.
Yeah, elements and ideas, in a way, in the songwriting process.
And they have a very interesting drum sound as well.
Yeah.
So I'm imagining that it's something that would have drawn Pascal in as well.
Mm-hmm.
So let's listen to an excerpt from the second War on Drugs album, if I'm not mistaken, Lost in the Dream.
I think it's the third.
It's the third.
Yeah.
Okay. So this one came out in 2014, and the song is An Ocean in Between the Waves.
Thank you.
After this short American interlude, we're back to England with Temples. So this is a British band that has a very distinct 60s, 70s feel, but of course with modern sounds injected into their music. It's a band you've discovered recently?
1 year ago because of Salim Nafar told us about them. Yeah,
the scene is small.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night at Grand Factory, starting 9 p.m., Wonder Gap will be launching their first EP, Soda on the Roof. And it's an opportunity to see the band perform live. It's been a while since they've played. And it's an opportunity to buy the album and have a generally very good time at this wonderful Beirute venue. Let's listen to a last excerpt from the album. So tell us a bit about Game Over before we call this over tonight.
Okay, so Game Over is Game Over. So, like, someone was playing a game. I was playing a game. The singer was playing a game, or the band. And someone found a backpack on the road. And this backpack, you know, the life in games, when they put hearts and you catch them. So the heart was not there. There was, like, a small, rusty little coin. And it talks about someone who's having an adventure, and it's a long way, so he's not being able to reach his goal.
He lost the first round, yeah. So it's game over.
It's game over for now. And it's the last track on the EP, so it makes sense.
Wishing you the best of luck for tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'll see you and listen to you there.
Yeah.
And this is Game Over by Wonder Gap. Something else you want to add before we close off this session?
Yeah, I want to thank the big man behind everything, mainly everything, because he pushes us a lot. He makes us believe in who we are. It's Elias Maroon who's organizing the event from Beirut Open Stage. And also we want to thank all the sponsors, Securité Assurance, Instruments Garage for giving us our equipments, and yes, the venue, Grand Factory. Thank you for Jennifer Musa, who's our designer, and of course, Ziad Naufal, because we felt at home. We were listening to our favorite songs in a beautiful setup, and you always work for the scene, so thank you.
Thank you very much.
And see you tomorrow.
You guys deserve all the best.